Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, tonight we are popping champagne and celebrating LeBron's Game 7 victory, talking about our impressions from the first round and looking ahead to round two. Stick with us. We've got that coming up right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't
trying to die. Come on, let's see a song, Evan.
Get it.
That's the only part I know.
Yes!
It's the only part that's in English.
The name of the song.
The only part that's
in English. I know the name of the song. That's what he's saying.
That's all you need to know, guys.
That's all you need to know.
I was very excited when I heard what he was saying. He said, in the kitchen, wrist twisting like it's stir fry.
Good job. A lot of my lyrics from Migos. Good job. Good job. Round of applause. The first.
I'll give you one.
What's up, everybody? Thanks so much for tuning in to our NBA Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. So good to be with you guys as always. I am joined by Evan, Monsi, David, and our special guest this week, Josh Rodriguez.
What up?
Rodriguez.
Yes. And you guys know me. I'm your host, Christine Alexis. The first round is over, right?
First round?
What?
Finally. Over.
And done. It was such a shocking round.
Yeah.
From beginning to end.
West and East was pretty
definitely.
I loved it.
In such a good way. Wait. It was such a, you know, because usually like you expect like the West to be so much more intense and crazy. Both sides were intense and crazy. Mm.
Not even just that. It's just I find first rounds to be very predictable.
For sure.
So
usually
predictable.
Those matchups are just God. So boring, and it's you're kind of just going through the motions until things get more competitive.
Yeah. Right.
But the basketball gods bless us, I think, this postseason with some really interesting first round matchups.
Yeah, because people always talk about how they everything's boring and it's boring the same thing over and over again.
Right.
Now it's competitive. Like,
right.
What do you guys want? Do you want more basketball or less basketball?
Right.
You want as many games as possible or the least amount of games as possible? I thought it was awesome.
Especially in basketball because, like, the brackets are already set up. Unlike in other playoff sports, it's, like, different. It's, like, the best team plays the worst team.
Yeah.
In basketball, it's already set up.
Yeah.
Before anything happens, you already know who's going to play who.
Yeah.
And I feel like this year, I was happily surprised in how the first round went.
Josh, you want to weigh in?
About the first round, it was
just
very
your
competitive.
Initial impression. Yeah.
I think team ball wins out. Teams like Oklahoma City don't move the basketball or out of the playoffs. Thank the Lord. The Jazz, who I'm really high on, I'm glad they won. Sixers playing nice. It's nice to see these teams that are up and coming playing well, so that's what I took away from it.
Good look at the future.
Yeah.
You know, the future of this NBA, like guys like Donovan Mitchell and Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Listen, Donovan Mitchell, if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year, I swear to Lucifer.
I didn't told y'all about
Donovan Mitchell. Whatever you're swearing, I mean, he's not going to win Rookie of the Year.
What? So. How could you say that?
Because Ben Simmons is considered.
Yes.
Sure, but Ben Simmons has an experience that Donovan Mitchell does not have as a rookie.
But Ben Simmons is considered a rookie.
Right, but he has
as long as he's considered a rookie, he's winning Rookie of the Year.
But then you're also not saying that rookie is the same definition, then. That's also what you're arguing.
No, it's not an argument. He's considered a rookie by NBA standards. Therefore, he's winning Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, if you sit 8 years, you could be considered a rookie. It's a bad
rule. I get what you're saying, but if he's a rookie, I'm not arguing the definition of rookie. I have to go by what the NBA definition of rookie
is. That's their definition of rookie.
Mitchell should be like Rookie of the Year, and Ben Simmons could be like breakout.
But I'm the guy that thinks even because Ben Simmons had a year under his belt that Donovan Mitchell's still the Rookie of the Year.
I agree with that, but that's like, I feel like that's the argument I have with anybody who wants to argue Ben Simmons. It's like, okay, he has experience that Donovan Mitchell doesn't have, and if they were still both rookies, I would still go for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
He doesn't have Joel Embiid to pass the ball.
Sure don't.
At all.
Sure don't.
What? First of all, Ben Simmons makes everyone around him better. He makes that offense go. He had the win streak at the end of the season without Joel Embiid.
Ben Simmons,
he gets rebounds.
Man.
He plays defense. He's a plus defender at his position. He's one of the best defensive point guards in the league. He's a better defender than Donovan Mitchell. He can't shoot. It doesn't matter.
Feet.
He still shoots 55%. Donovan Mitchell shoots low 40s. I don't care if you can't shoot from outside the paint. If you're shooting 55%, you're making most of your shots.
You should care.
Would you rather someone shoot 8 for 20 than someone shoot 12 for 15?
It seems like you're watching the game like this.
When
I'm
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Watching a game like this.
That's just what I'm doing.
Wow. Shot fired. This dude Ben Simmons plays both sides of the ball. Great defense. Sets up his teammates. Runs an offense. On top of that, shoots plus 50% from the field. Jonathan Mitchell shoots 42-43%.
He's like 6'3", though.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it does.
6'10 kind of matters, Josh. 6'10 kind of matters.
I'm comparing field goal percentage.
Wow. Are you comparing height? Because
but what does that mean anything?
Are you serious?
What are you talking about?
How does that not matter? And I agree with you on the percentage, but I do think that Donovan Mitchell's a good defensive player.
He is.
But you threw that away.
Ben's a better defensive player.
6'10 is a different world. It's a different world.
But you don't count it against him.
But you act like 6'10 means no difference in the NBA.
I'm not saying it doesn't make a difference.
Of course it does.
What are we arguing right now?
I don't even know.
You went on a rant, bro. We was a small talk. You went off on a tangent.
No, Muncy came at me, yo.
We did. It's going to be a war. Shots were fired from both sides of the studio. I'm going to call a ceasefire. We're going to switch. We're going to just table this discussion for a little bit and switch gears.
And it's Donovan Mitchell. I knew right when I said it, I was getting us all into that.
We're going to get back into it. He's dope. I'm also with Monty he's my personal Roy Rookie of the Year, but we'll get into that.
Sure.
We'll get into it. I do want to talk about the reason why we have champagne here.
And
a LeBron plushie in the studio.
Look at that likeness, though, girl. Look at that likeness.
I mean, they actually gave him a better hairline.
Yeah, look at that hairline.
Why you gotta come up with his hairline? You could have just glossed over the fact he has a full head of hair right now.
It's the only thing you can talk about.
That's young LeBron right there.
Well, that today.
Too young LeBron.
We had a nice and early 10 a.m. West Coast time, Game 7, where LeBron showed up and showed out and did what he needed to do to secure Game 7. 45 points.
9-7.
Y'all.
Exactly what LeBron needs to be doing. I was saying it earlier. If he stops putting up 20 and getting maybe a couple more assists and takes it into his own hands and puts up 40-something, he's going to win the game. Yeah. And that's what he did. And that's why, even though it was close to the end, he was still able to come out.
Yeah. It's, I mean, not only him putting up 40-odd points, which he needs to do every game for them to win anyway, I think he also finally had a little more bench production this game. Tristan Thompson made an appearance. I was like,
that's all Ty Lue.
Transition defense happened in today's game.
Real talk. Girl.
Like, I literally was like, oh my God, look it.
Y'all getting back?
Look at Tristan. He shifted over. Love shifted over. Oh my goodness.
Well, Love wasn't basics doing much basketball in the beginning of the game until late game.
They did not show up.
But the defense, they played defense today in a way we haven't seen them do, at least for this series.
Like I said, LeBron James didn't have a player score 20 points in the whole series. Then not another player on the Cavs for 7 games did not put up 20 points. Not one time. It's like the most was 19, I think, by Love and Korver. Not 20 points. He didn't have a secondary player. Like, this dude legitimately was doing it all by himself.
That's what he got to do, though.
Love averaged 11-9 for a whole series.
Love's.
That is just
absurd. I could do that.
Oh, damn.
Could
Monty.
You?
Damn,
I think
Monty.
I could. Shout out to Kevin
Love.
She did too much champagne.
Listen, guys. Cheers, girl.
Kevin Love. He should do a little bit more. A smidge.
He's got to be who he once was, and that's why they traded Wiggins for him. Look, late game, in this game 7, he was putting up baskets, but his teammates were freeing him up. They were running a great offense. They were spacing out the ball, he got these shots, and he just made them. He can make shots.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a good shooter.
He's an NBA player. He can make open shots, but the thing is, he's got to be able to create those shots and be physical
when it gets tight, when the defense is on you, like, can you get those shots?
Exactly. Yeah. He can be clutch, but he needs to play quarter 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I like that you said that. I like that's what you said because, like, listen, I hate your boys, but boy.
Why you kidding?
But boy, do they play the entire game.
Just the Warriors.
They play the entire game.
Yeah, that's kind of what you are now.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating because they literally like play the entire freaking game.
They do.
And then you watch other teams and you're like, yo, you can't just play three quarters. Like, you actually have to play the entire game. And that is one thing that the Warriors do.
They do well.
The entire time they're on the freaking court.
You can't take a break with the Warriors.
No.
Culminating to this win today, I mean, this whole week there's been so many discussions about LeBron's legacy just because of the way this first series has gone so far. And personally, I think, aside from all the mileage he has on him, going to a Game 7 in your first round series, I think is definitely going to catch up to LeBron if we're looking ahead to rounds 2 and beyond. I just feel like to have that much exhaustion going forward with the supporting cast around you, I feel like is not a good look.
Oh, he's going to be exhausted.
That was my biggest takeaway.
He's cramping up tonight,
I was like,
today.
You got it done, but by the skin of your teeth, am I right?
He's having champagne and in a bathtub with ice right
now. It's crazy because LeBron, he likes to get the series done as fast as possible. Any real veteran, they don't want to do game sevens.
No, God,
you need 16 wins to win a title. That's what you need. That doesn't mean you want to play X amount of games. He had 16 wins give you a title. They need 12 more. LeBron's trying to make it as quick as possible. You don't want to keep on putting them 15 years. It's not even the years. It's the minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the minutes. It's the Olympics. It's the there's all these adorable people that don't think LeBron James is the best player ever. They're very cute because he's already played the playoff runs are like three more seasons. Like his playoff run is three more seasons total. So that's three more seasons. So that's 18 seasons on his body. See, a lot of y'all wouldn't realize that because most of their favorite players, they're at home. You know what I mean? They're sitting around relaxing, getting ready for the offseason. See what I'm saying? Like LeBron's still playing. That's a lot of miles on that dude's body, man.
That dude is impressive.
Yeah, to be putting up 45 in a 7 after a full series of just trying to get through this pesky Pacers team, almost it feels like. And
they are paying in the butt.
I got water in my cup because I'm still a fan of my boy Oladipo. All right, I knew the Cavs would win, but I'm a bit salty, so I put water in here.
Oladipo,
I'm also seven. I'm also 17.
That's
another reason, but protect it's mainly for my boy Victor.
Innocence, protect David Bloom's innocence.
Yes, we're not going to corrupt
him. I'll drink this here.
He is a young man.
We're not going to corrupt him. Not yet.
Thoughts on the series and just series, LeBron and how
LeBron did everything. I mean, Evan said, no one scored 20 points. It was ridiculous. On top of that, though, we got to call out Ty Lue a little bit.
Yep.
We were talking just about Kevin Love, and I think you guys made some really good points about him. But at the same time, it's up to the coach to put him in position to succeed.
Yep. Getting better.
Get him the ball in the
getting
post.
Better.
Set some screens for him. Like, do something. Run a play for Kevin Love to get him involved. I mean, he can score the basketball. He can't create off the dribble, but get him in the post.
Yeah.
Get him coming off of a screen. Right. Move the ball a little bit. Have something for Kevin Love to get going, because if Kevin Love gets going, he gets going.
Right,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He can get you 15 to 20 a game, and then he can be that second guy.
Yeah.
So, to me, it sucks that he didn't come up. Except the average 11-9, Evan.
11.4.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
he's supposed to be your number two, and it's unfortunate because I think the Raptors are Fugazi. So I think the Cavs get by him.
Oh, easily.
I don't know about easily because the Cavs not. But I think we're on the same page with the Raptors. I don't think they're.
I don't know how they're.
Yeah.
You don't know what Raptors you're going to get. It's interesting.
Mm.
But even if you get the Raptors, it's crazy. Today when I was watching the Cavs play and they were moving the ball in certain plays, not the whole game, but in certain plays, they were moving the ball in a way they never do. And it was like, yo, you move the ball, you can get ahead, the Raptors don't move the ball. They play one-on-one.
And it's interesting, but what's people underestimate the power of a tough series, though. It's okay to have a grueling, tough series in the beginning part of the... Because you walk around smelling yourself a little bit. You're like, okay, damn, the Pacers just took us 7.
Yeah.
Tough 7. We won by 4.
Right.
In Cleveland. All right, now we gotta take Toronto a little more seriously because we gotta. So it's tough series. They help you out, I think, in playoffs.
They do. They expose certain things that you need to work on, and especially with the Cavs team even going into the postseason, there was a lot of talk about we didn't have enough time to get our rotations together to really gel as a team before this stretch. And I feel like a 7-game series like this might have sharpened them.
Yeah,
and
just they're gelled.
Getting them a little tougher going forward.
We'll see.
But again, my concern definitely weighs on the exhaustion for LeBron.
Ty Lue finally putting in Tristan Thompson.
Took him too long for that.
Yeah.
There you go.
There were other things going on with Tristan.
But listen,
no. let's not act like all these other players don't cheat on their wives too. They all cheat.
But are they married to the Kardashians? They all cheat.
It's the fact that they're a Kardashian.
You're right. Because this is what's on TMZ day in and day out versus someone else.
No, but I think it's like a mental thing.
It's a mental thing.
That's what bothered me though. But how do we know it was a mental thing? He wasn't playing. Yeah. You gotta put Talu, put your boy in the game. Let me find out if you got a Kardashian hangover.
But this is kind of what I said last week, where I was like, "Do y'all feel like Tyronn Lue is really in charge? Do we really feel that?
Not really.
No.
Exactly.
Not as much as he should be.
That's what I feel like. So it's like, as much as we want to blame him, it's like he doesn't really have the power.
Monty, he does.
Are you saying he's like Pop? No.
The thing is, he's the head coach, though.
No, Bobby, I hear you. Go on. But how did he end up there? Because LeBron brought him.
But at the end of the day, look, if you watch as close to the end of the game, LeBron had the cramps. He's coming in for the fourth quarter. He looked over at Ty Lue. Ty Lue said, come in the game. LeBron's like, you want me? He's like, all right. See, let's not act like Ty Lue ain't the damn head coach. He the head coach. Like, just that whole thing about LeBron being the head coach. Ty Lue is the head coach.
He's the head coach, but LeBron has influence.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm telling you, watch that clip. He's like, he looks up. Ty Lue's like, it's time to come in. He's like, okay. LeBron didn't put himself in.
He got inserted in the game. Okay, I believe you.
Ty Lue has to take blame for bad, like, situational basketball. We talked about it last week. Tristan should have been in the game. What was it? 7 points, six rebounds, 7 points in the first 5 minutes. Like, this dude wanted to play basketball.
I hear you, Mira. But Mira, Papi, what I'm gonna say right now is you think Tony Parker looks at Pop when he's like, no, I don't want to go out.
No.
No.
You're talking about the greatest coach of all time.
Okay, well, no, let's talk about somebody else. Brad Stevens. Right, nobody's gonna look at him and give him a look of like, yo, I don't want to get out right now.
You're talking about my favorite coach, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I feel like there's influence, like you just
said.
Without question. With LeBron. So it's like I agree that he should have put in Thompson right now if he wanted to. He should have put in Thompson a long time ago. But I think like Tyronn Lue is not as much of a head coach as others.
All right, guys. Well, looking ahead
exactly
to the next series, I want to get your picks right now for Cavs Raptors.
Damn.
Mm.
Who do you got, and in how many games?
LeBron expert.
No, I'm just obsessed with LeBron. LeBron plushie, what you got? Okay, hold on. He got, you know what, man? They sweeping them, man. Get them up out of here, man.
Hold on.
Get them up out of here. That's
you're saying, right there.
LeBron plushie told me.
LeBron plushie.
Yes.
4-0 under Rosen and Lowry and Valanciunas.
I'm just listening to the plushie, David.
Listen, I like that.
I'm just saying. Cavs are winning this. Okay, Cavs are winning the series. The first time, I think, in a while, we've seen a 4 favorite over a 1, mm-hmm. but they're taking them 6.
Well, I like that.
I agree. They're getting 2. I mean, they're going home. They're going up north. Like, they got some good fans.
I got Cavs in 7. This is not a good Cavs team. They're just not that good.
You're saying, neither
are the Raptors.
What I'm saying is that the Raptors have taken the Cavs 6 before. They've taken, I think, 6 twice.
The Cavs are terrible.
Do we know what the Raptors and the Cavs record during the regular season? I don't know. I'm just wondering. Does anyone know that?
It's a regular season. It doesn't matter.
Not close to each other. That matters.
This is the worst Cavs team in the LeBron era.
In a while.
And this is the best Raptors team probably in the DeRozan Lowry era. So you have to put that into consideration as well. Yeah. They have a better bench than the Cavs. The bench of the Raptors could show up and totally win a game or two.
They should have
series.
No problem then. They should.
At the end of the day, I think the Raptors have more firepower as a team. It's just that the Cavs have LeBron. So I think it goes 7. I think LeBron in game 7, and the Cavs win game 7.
Yeah, like I said, the Raptors have no excuses this year.
A 7-game series.
Yes. See what I'm saying?
The Cavs aren't.
They're not a good basketball team. They're really not.
They're terrible.
I'm going to take Cavs in 6, though. I'm just going to be a little optimistic that they can possibly just shake off.
Still one in Toronto.
Still one, and I feel like LeBron is always due for a good game to assert his dominance in a standout performance. So I'm going to give him that. I want to switch gears to talk about the Utah Jazz Rockets series. They had a game 1 today as well.
Over before it began.
Seriously, wow. Like, Utah lost. Harden, did he sweat? Nope. Did he break a sweat?
No. Scored 41. Just easy.
Let's do that real quick.
Sorry, y'all. Donovan Mitchell, I'll just put that on you real quick.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little shocked.
Why were you shocked?
I didn't think it was going to be that easy for the Rockets.
It's one of those cases. I was talking to Dave about it off air. Like, you know, that was an emotionally draining series against the Thunder.
Right.
It takes a lot to take that team.
Especially playing a guy like Westbrook. Plays full emotion.
And they were so hyped and they were so happy. Then they got to travel. Houston's been chilling a little bit. When them shots start falling.
But, I mean, Houston did what I expected them to do at home.
Yep.
Let's not forget. It is just game one.
Yep.
And I think you're completely right. You made the best point. Coming off of a series like that, I think Utah needs to do some sort of a mental break real
number
quick.
Number one seed right there.
They don't have the time, but just to, like, readjust.
Very different team that they played.
Yes.
For sure.
They're not the
Thunder. I
still
have the Rockets taking this. Let's not be
cool. No. Always. But I was shocked as to how easy the Rockets took it.
Utah better get it together. They will get swept.
I mean,
I didn't expect that. And now after watching today's game, I was like,
Let's also factor in that Rubio is out and will be out for, 10 days?
It says at least 10, maybe
at least
10
days.
That definitely affects
their offense.
He's a big part.
Because you have to...
Because a lot of their offense was being run through him. Now it's going to be run through Donovan Mitchell and Ingles and just kind of facilitating their offense that way. So they're losing a lot.
Yeah. That's where veteran point guards come in right there. You know, Donovan's still young. He is a rookie.
Yeah.
Like, he's explosive.
He's not afraid of the big moments.
And he's not, but running up the point is, I love the way Rubio runs the point.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It really is beautiful to watch. And Donovan was actually learning from him on the fly.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
People underestimate when someone like that, you know, gets hurt. And now Donovan Mitchell's like, okay. See, now he's having the pressure of trying to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hit. That Houston buzzsaw, when that boy Harden starts cooking, man, when he starts, he's in that bag of tricks, he's in that Mary Poppins bag, he starts pulling out all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Houston probably sweeps them. I'll give the Jazz a game. I just think the matchup's bad. Because the Jazz are good defensively, but why are they good defensively? Gobert's in the middle. But Gobert, Houston, what they do is they spread your ass. So Gobert is not going to be a factor. Then on top of that, you have Chris Paul, you have James Harden. You're going to put one of your perimeter defenders on one of them. But then the other one gets the ball. He drives, he kicks. The Rockets are hitting threes. You don't hit many threes as a Jazz team to begin with. So it's just a recipe for disaster.
I just see Gobert, I see Gobert in the spin cycle just getting tossed around.
It's not his fault, man. It's too much.
And shout out to our live chat. People there agree. Silverwatcher30 says James Harden is the MVP and it's going to be a sweep or go till possibly till game five.
Yeah, so I say five.
If the Jazz get hot at home one game and hit a bunch of threes, they can pull
the game
off.
They'll take it. And I hope they do.
Give them a win.
I love the Jazz.
I'm a fan of their story.
Give them a win.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah. Donovan Mitchell, he's a guy like I know.
You were just referencing the real rookie of the year. Is that what you mean?
Okay. Let's talk about the Sixers for a second here when we're talking about rookie of the year.
Okay, I think you're
but he was dribbling past. He hit this one crazy like hook shot. It shows what he can do and just how like hard he fights because he wants to win. But you can fight hard, but you can't fight hard enough to beat Harden.
All right.
Yeah, no.
He's 100%. Too good. Just too good. And he plays the game too well. He wills wins.
He did it so easily.
It's an MVP thing to will your team to a victory, and that's what he can do.
And the crazy thing about it is everyone's waiting on that moment, that shooter drop, will Harden like choke under pressure and stuff.
No, and they're waiting for that
one Harden, and the media have been trying to put the pressure on the dude all year, and he showed up for the first game. He got to get to the NBA Finals, though.
Yeah. I'm not mad at the pressure that's being put on him. You are putting up an MVP performance this year. Accept the pressure. Show up and deliver.
And then based off how the season ended last year in San Antonio.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here for it.
Like, okay, show up. But you got to think about it, though.
They'll never give Kevin Durant that kind of pressure, though. He was like 18 years in the league before he got a title. They don't say nothing to that dude. Harden, like, the San Antonio series is crazy. He got tired. Period. If you watch Greg Popovich threw the kitchen sink at James Harden, he was straight exhausted. Run the tape back. Watch your boy. He's just like, damn.
He was tired.
He was tired because he was doing too much, man. Yep. I'm telling you, and he was not ready.
No.
But they say when you're not ready, they confuse that with coming up small.
Come on, man.
He was tired.
It's kind of hard to make that argument.
I'll make that till I'm blue in the face.
Like, rookies coming in hot and ready, doing, you know, what he can
it
right
get,
now.
It ain't, but ain't real. That was first round. He ain't done nothing yet. I love Donovan Mitchell, but he ain't done nothing yet.
If he wants to be real, he's got to go past. If Donovan Mitchell can take them past the Rockets,
right?
Then I will tell you who's rookie of the year.
So Ben Simmons can take them past the Rockets? Because that's what you're arguing right now.
Look, I'm saying Ben Simmons could take them farther than Donovan Mitchell could.
But Ben Simmons right now can take the Philadelphia 76ers to the NBA Finals.
Of course he could.
He's right.
Of course he could.
They are a lot of...
Do you know Ben Simmons?
Have you watched Ben Simmons play basketball?
Listen,
like,
I agree with you. He's so that's not what I'm denying. Not denying any of his talent.
Damn.
Not at all. I just think we're giving him a little more credit. That's all. That's all. Because I agree. Like, he's so freaking good. He's so good.
Right.
I just think we're giving him a little bit more credit than we're giving Donovan Mitchell. Because nobody, like, did you put Utah in your playoffs?
No.
Not even in the top eight.
No way.
You didn't even put them
at the beginning of the year?
Not even Josh Rodriguez had them in
there. I don't know. Maybe.
No, no, no.
Let's just say I did. Okay, I didn't. But did you have the Sixers? No, you didn't. Did you have him as a three seed? No, you didn't.
But on the East, you could be like, oh, the Sixers could probably get the eighth seed.
Could they get the three seed?
No, but they could have been in the playoffs.
Oh, come on.
You didn't include.
They could have. They might. And Utah could have made the playoffs, too.
Are you kidding?
Utah could have been an eight seed. Yes.
Did you?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Nobody. Nobody even put the Utah in a running.
Oh my goodness!
Especially Donovan Mitchell. Who's that dude?
After the trades that happened, nobody put Utah in any running.
Who had a better season?
Sure.
But then that's okay.
You're talking about the conferences here a little bit.
Then we start getting into that.
And which, listen, I wish there wasn't a conference. I wish it was just
I would like that too.
To be honest, I would just love
like you see them 1 through 16. That'd be cool.
I would love that. I would love that.
That's tough when we start saying who had a better season because Utah be pretty high.
I mean, who brought his team to the three seed without Joel Embiid?
Without.
Sitting on a bench.
And then.
Injured.
Literally, Donovan Mitchell was like, it's my first year.
Let me get this out of the way. Because this is getting. Y'all get mama nervous. Y'all need to stop acting like these Sixers don't got snipers everywhere, though.
They do have JJ.
They got snipers.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
But you act like the Jazz don't have weapons either. They have a point guard in Rubio who can create offense. You got someone in Gobert who can finish. Jay Crowder can finish. Joe Ingles can shoot.
Did you just say that?
The Jazz have an offense, too. Donovan's not doing it by himself.
Ben's doing everything by himself. See, I'm acknowledging what the Jazz have. But you're acting like Ben Simmons just walking on the court 1-5.
No, what I'm saying is Ben Simmons getting on the court, and he's literally dictating.
Shooting jumpers?
He's dictating the game. He's dictating a whole offense, Ben Simmons.
The whole offense, huh?
He is.
Donovan Mitchell, is it?
No, he's not.
Chop liver.
He's not. He's a shooting guard.
But he, like, literally.
I told you, I'm
not disagreeing with you, but he drags the attention.
No, he does.
So he'll split the offense. Phenomenal. So it's like, whatever you are, to me, again, Ben Simmons, you're fabulous. That's not what I'm arguing. But to me, like, what you argue about Ben Simmons, you could also argue about Donovan Mitchell.
I disagree because he doesn't set people up like Ben Simmons does. He doesn't put people in positions to succeed like Ben Simmons does. He doesn't do that. He doesn't. How is that even an arguable point?
I'm done with all Ben Simmons comments for this.
Yes,
you can move on.
Let's move on.
I do want to get into the other game one.
It's turn to
round two of this weekend.
First take debate show.
Yelling at each other over Ben Simmons and Donovan Mitchell.
I'm not yelling at
you. Well, the live chat
I'm drinking.
The live chat's talking about Stephen Curry and just kind of talking about his possible return in the Warriors-Pelicans series. Game one happened last night, and the Warriors won. No surprise there.
The fashion
in which they won.
I hate the Warriors.
Was impressive to me because I feel like they are finally doing what I need them to do going forward.
You need them to do.
What I need them to do because I knew I was going to get a lot of shade from the panel for that.
You are.
But, I mean, it's such a drastic change from the San Antonio series. The pace, what the Warriors are doing right now, and you know, going into it, there was this whole talk about whether Curry would play game one, and he didn't. Return for game two. But I don't even think that it really matters in this series, to be honest with you.
It's kind of like the same thing with the Jazz playing the Rockets. Like, they don't know what they're in for. And the same thing with the Pelicans. They don't know what they're in
for. They sure don't.
We just swept the Blazers. Like, we are ready for anything. And the Warriors, even without Stephen Curry, they still have, you know, Kevin Durant, the traitor, and Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. They still have guys that can do. Even JaVale McGee's doing stuff.
Shaq didn't a fool.
We love JaVale McGee. Okay. JaVale McGee
has redeemed himself.
No, pero he like mostly is on Shaq to
every
fall.
Day.
He's like, and he's doing stuff with the Warriors. So like,
no, it's interesting though. What I just don't want Steph to come back if he doesn't need to come back. They
rest him.
Steph's one of those players. He doesn't need to get acclimated. He just doesn't. I'm telling you, he's one of the best. Off the ball, on the ball.
No,
players
don't come back.
He don't. He doesn't need to though.
Don't come back.
Just don't because come back. Just stay there for like the rest of the
Steph,
playoffs.
When he gets
get a cold.
It'll be one game. That's be. These are professional athletes, man. That narrative that someone started with, they like they need to mesh. They all have to mesh. It takes a long time to mesh.
Nah.
I go real NBA basketball players.
Well, the talk of the All-Star Warriors.
You see what happened last year, right? Kevin Durant on the Warriors. What happened? 1 year, right? Great players don't need to mess.
Yeah, the discussion around the Warriors is about their system and that they're all these cogs in a greater system that makes their team run. And Steph is really the engine behind that. So right now, he's not in it, but it's still functioning. You put him back in it, you have an even better car.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Honestly, they're good either way. And considering the way injuries have shaped this postseason, I don't think it's anything to play with.
Don't
and
mess
that could directly change the course of their season if they play around with his injury and when they
make
decide
sure
to bring him back or not.
He's good.
Yeah. Save him for that Rockets. Because you know you're about to go play the Rockets. You know the Rockets are not losing to the Jazz.
It's looking like it.
Save him for that. You have enough weapons to beat the Pelicans without Steph Curry.
Do we think it's a sweep?
I'm gonna give him one. You know what? I'm gonna give him one.
Why not?
It's a second round series.
Five?
They're a team that just came off a sweep. They do have Anthony Davis. I'll say five.
My heart.
I'm giving them one.
Four.
My heart is saying in six for your team. My head is saying in five.
What are we putting down?
No, we're going to go with my heart. We're going to go with my heart. Pelicans are going to take two.
Oh. Two?
We're going to give them two.
I mean, I hate the Warriors as much as anyone, but
no,
still, I'm not going to say
two. I hate the Warriors
two.
So much. I'm Kevin Durant is going to be my mat when you walk into my house. You're going to wipe your
Why
feet
on
his jersey.
On KD?
Real quick, guys, since we're on the topic of the Warriors, do we see another Warriors-Cavs finals?
No.
I'm not sure, man. The Cavs getting on my nerves this year.
You know, it's the first year where I can say that it's not going to definitely be Warriors-Cavs, and I love that.
Yeah?
Like, I'm so happy.
I'm not sure.
It could be.
I don't know yet. I have to see the thing against the Raptors.
Because 5 minutes ago, you said you see Philly going to the
Sixers. Right, if you were to ask me, if you're going to ask me right now, I would pick the Sixers, but Kevin Love can turn it around a little bit. You still have LeBron James. If they start playing the way they can play and then Tristan starts making contributions, then I can see the Cavs beating the Sixers. But I have to see it first.
Mm. I'm with you. I feel like the Phillies are actually going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's very possible.
That's who I think is going to make it.
They would have earned it because that Brad Stevens team is...
Right.
They're loaded.
But, like, my heart wants the Cavs, but I don't think they're going to... Like you said, they're the worst team. They're the worst team LeBron has played.
They're the worst Cavs team we've seen in a long time.
The worst team LeBron has played.
Oh, for sure. They're not.
That other one that he took to the Spurs. Meh.
The reason why I bring that up is just because of how unexpected this postseason has been thus far. So it would be cool to just see not that. Again,
I love
for
it.
A fourth year
no,
in a row.
I want him to. How do you want LeBron to not go with his legacy? How long? 8 years at the conference finals.
Crazy.
Give him another one and listen. LeBron cannot be your team. I understand that. Listen, I get it. But how do you want his legacy to, like, just give it to him? But can he do it? I don't know.
I'm going to need your Warriors just to give him that next title for me. Please.
Can you?
Can you just give it to him?
Can Kevin Durant just, like, sprain his ankle?
It's a no.
Even if Durant sprained his ankle, I still think the Warriors.
Kevin Durant sprain his ankle and then Stephon Curry, like, hurt his wrist.
And then he can, like, fall, like, on Clay, and then Dre can be like, yeah, I'll be injured too.
I'm not doing that. You see,
there's too much Warriors hate, I feel like.
This is like a sports party foul. How could you?
Don't put the evil on them, Ricky Bobby. Don't do it.
You're right. Listen, I don't want him to tear his Achilles tendon. I'm not asking for him to
tear
his ACL. I'm just saying, like, sprain an ankle. You can't play for a couple of games.
Just don't win the finals this time.
Just don't win the finals.
Can you just give LeBron his fourth title, please? Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, can we give LeBron
over
his fourth title?
Over the Warriors, I'd take that. Honestly, I know you would, but, like...
Word.
Yikes. Okay, well...
You just put the whole evil on your squad, man.
We have first.
I don't want to end the show without talking about just moving back to the Utah Jazz OKC series and just how that ended, because it was a big deal this week.
It was rough.
And it just left the conversation open to where Paul George will be next summer, and Melo, and just the production that they brought to the team this year, or lack thereof, and whether or not Russ is really clutch. So I just want to gauge your thoughts on that. Go ahead.
My hand is raised. Yes. Because we talked about this the last week. Y'all were like, Paul George, la, la, la. Now as I listen, Paul George is nothing. And again, what? Paul George, prove me right.
I ain't gonna let you go that far.
Do you remember how this went down? Yeah, and I literally was like, y'all gave Paul George one game and you expect him to freaking do more. And then he showed up to this game and was like, I'm gonna score seven points.
In all my years, listen, there's very rarely a more adorable girl sitting next to me to the right. But I ain't gonna let you talk about PG like that.
Pero mira.
He was hooping the whole series.
And where was he this last game? No, let's talk about that. Let's go.
I don't know. Maybe those 43 shots Westbrook jacked up.
Westbrook had how many points this last game?
He had, what was it, 46, 10, and 5. He shot 43 times. He shot 19 threes.
And how many times? Okay, mira, I'm not disagreeing. I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
Only one basketball.
But in that game,
mira,
at the end of
one
the game,
basketball.
At the end of that game, freaking PG would have the ball and literally did not want to shoot it. He was terrified to shoot the stupid
ball. I was scared for him.
Why? Because he had 5 points?
It's because of that Russell Westbrook score system. Too. It's because he's playing under. You're not gonna have a
talk
player.
Talk to him, David. Talk to him,
look,
David.
Listen.
Let the young buck preach real quick.
Right, let's let each other talk.
The Russell Westbrook system. You see why PG was doing good in Indiana, mm-hmm. because he was the star of that team.
Mm-hmm.
Any guy that plays under Russell Westbrook, mm-hmm. you could be the greatest player ever.
Mm-hmm.
You could be. Now I'm not gonna say it because I'm gonna start flames here. But you could be an amazing player, but if you play Russell Westbrook's basketball, mm-hmm. you're not going to do anything, because Russell Westbrook does not equal championships. He plays a game that
him,
is selfish.
I love
he
him,
jacks
man.
Up shots.
Yep.
He can score. Go get triple doubles. Go beat Oscar Robertson's record. But you're not going to do stuff that's going to lead your team. It's not team basketball. You're not
shots?
Playing team basketball.
I'm going to agree with both of you.
David's right.
Russ. No, get me heated.
What he's saying is correct, but at the same time, she's right also.
Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
Paul George,
oh, yeah.
shot selection throughout the whole series.
It's game seven.
I'm talking the whole. His shot selection was
four.
Awful. And you can't blame that on Russell Westbrook.
I'm not
when you're jacking
PG,
up
though,
when you're so. Jacking up threes off the dribble with 18 yeah. seconds on the shot clock, taking fadeaway jump shots to people on you.
That's what Russ do though.
That is. But,
that's Russ.
But that doesn't mean that doesn't mean Paul George has to do that.
But
either.
That's Russ' style of basketball.
But you can be Paul George and you can be your own person and you can do other things as well.
He's gonna be fine.
I agree with you.
Oklahoma,
I agree with everything you said about Russell Westbrook. Like, listen to me. Like,
I love Russ.
He's wild. He's wild. And you, Christy, you know how I feel about
Russ. I do.
We get into it a lot.
Love Russ, man.
But Paul George has to accept some of the responsibility for the way he played, because his shot selection was terrible. And she's right; he was hesitant in Game Six. He refused to shoot some of the ball.
That's why he needs to go some
shots. And it's not just Westbrook. That team in general was just put together so poorly.
That experiment didn't work.
Sense. They made no sense together.
I just want to say. What's I just want to say. This last game, OKC versus Utah.
Here we go.
Let me just say this.
Yo, PG, I got you, boy. I got
PG.
You.
Field goals, 2 out of 16. 2 out of 16. 0 for 6 from the 3-point line.
He had a bad game. What do you want me to say? He had
a bad game.
But okay, even
running red. Oh, wait a minute. Who was he guarding a lot in that game? Oh, he might have been guarding Donovan Mitchell.
You can't score more than 5 points and you're a professional basketball player, and you are the number one or the number two seed. Okay, so Westbrook was tired? He had 46 points. Westbrook was not tired?
It's just the way they were constructed. You have someone like Russell Westbrook who has the ball in his hands most of the game, and he shoots 40-something shots. So someone like Paul George, when Paul George gets the ball, he's like, well, I haven't touched the ball in a while.
And I scored one.
But it's on both of them. It's Russell for playing that way, and then it's Paul George for being like, you know what? I got the ball now. I'm going to do this. They both have to take responsibility for what they did, and then Carmelo Anthony just needs to retire.
Oh, bye.
So my next question is, like, what adjustments does this team make?
Wait, go
going into next year because this experiment didn't work out. No, those three players don't complement each other.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to go back. But like you just were like, okay, like what, Russell Westbrook takes 43 shots and blah 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 blah. Right. But it's like, okay, George, why do you still not take the shots like Westbrook? Westbrook could miss 27 in a row, and he's going to take the next shot and feel like he's made it.
I think that's a bad thing. I don't want someone doing that. That's my personal opinion. I think when you're 0 for 16,
stop shooting.
If you're cold, take a second, regroup, sit out, come back.
But to your point, he was passing up open shots.
He was.
She's right about that.
No, like I said, I don't pile on to Russ. Yeah. Listen, I want to put this at the perfect time to put everybody on notice that I've cursed the OKC organization. Yeah. This is all my fault. I just want to let y'all know. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
When you draft Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Kevin Durant, and you mess that up, I put the curse on them.
Serge Ibaka, you will never have success.
No. Are you Lil B? He's a base guy?
It's never going to happen.
They should have won.
I'm telling you
they
right now, it's never going to happen. When you didn't want to pay a little luxury tax for James Harden, that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
It rubbed Kevin Durant the wrong way. He's like, they don't even trust me anymore. They don't even trust me to consult me about this. They didn't want to pay a luxury tax. Then Kevin Durant's like, I ain't playing with Russ. And he left. I cursed that organization. Y'all ain't never going to win. It's my fault. Y'all ain't never going to win. They're never going to win.
Blame everything right here. Not with Russ, I bet you.
I bet you they won't. You see how things just starting to happen? They get bounced by the Jazz. See how these weird things are happening? Kevin Durant leaves.
Wow.
The curse, Josh. The curse is on. I didn't know. I cursed him, bro.
It's real. Well, the curse is real.
Breaking news.
I think the only thing we haven't discussed is just looking ahead to that Philly-Boston series, which I'm excited about.
So excited.
What do you got?
Well, I have Philly in...
I like it.
I'm going to give them 5.
I like it much less.
I'm going to be bold.
No.
I'm going to say they're going to make a statement.
I got to just say no. I'm going to say Philly, yes. Of course, that team has been amazing. We have trusted the process, and it's worked great. The way they play basketball now versus a couple years ago, it really is beautiful. But I'm going to say 7. I'm going to say Terry Rozier and Jason Tatum take this game.
He does. Love Terry.
You love Terry.
I love Terry. I love Terry Rozier. Look, Bledsoe, I love you, but you gotta understand who this guy is and what his name is.
Bledsoe, I never
heard of that name before. But no, he's dropping 26 on you in a game 7.
He loves some Clippers. Give a couple of minutes.
Look. I'm just saying, I think the way this series is going to be played, it's going to go 7. The Celtics, they do have Brad Stevens. They do have that system where they can spread the ball and play good team basketball even without their two stars, which has been amazing. They played without Gordon Hayward this entire series and did amazing. And Kyrie got out, and they're still playing good. They're still winning series. But it's just not enough for a team like the Sixers.
I agree.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm going to say 7.
What do you guys have?
I do have the Sixers as well, but I think home court advantage has a big deal with it. So I'm going to say Sixers in 6.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. Good number for him. As long as Sixers hitting the shots, Ben Simmons getting people open like he does, Joel doing his thing. I guess Sixers in 6. Why not?
All right.
I think home court
I got Sixers in six,
but I could easily see it 5. See. Let's not get confused right now. The Bucks are a bad team. The Celtics had to go 7 games to beat a bad team.
That's why they're about to get beat by the Sixers.
They don't have Kyrie. They don't have Hayward.
Right.
Jalen Brown
hurt his hamstring.
I was just about to say.
You need players. Terry Rozier is nice, but he's not. You're going against.
Not enough love for my boy Terry.
Apparently not.
I feel like they had a good first round, but it was not a surprise.
I know your name. You're
ruffling my man's feathers.
Out of respect to Brad Stevens, I'll give the Celtics an extra game than I want to and say 3 and 6, but I think it's going to go 5.
I sure hope the Sixers are what everybody say they are.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
The chat thinks that we're sleeping on the Celtics. CJ Holder
says, I ain't sleeping.
They won a first round series without two of their best players.
They run a first round series against one of the most fraudulent teams in the playoffs.
Out of the Kubo, he ain't ready.
It wasn't his fault.
It's never anybody's fault with team basketball. I'm just calling out a name.
Yeah.
When I say someone's name, I'm never faulting them. This ain't tennis, you know what I mean? Like, he just ain't ready for that moment, though. Not yet. He has a nice little squad, though, which is...
There are moments where I see the Greek freak. Where I see like Blake Griffin.
Don't you dare! Don't you
like
dare.
moments Monty? Where I see the Greek freak.
You got any
like,
more? This? I'm done with you.
Don't do what Blake Griffin does.
That's enough.
Don't do it, y'all. I'm just saying. where I see like where I see the Greek Freak go on athleticism versus skill.
I can't let you do that to my man.
No, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I'm saying I see a little bit
out of the combo. They don't got nothing to do with me.
No, the Bucks losing had nothing to do with him. They were a poorly, poorly constructed team with a bad coach. They had a bad coach in Jason Kidd. They don't have a point guard. Who's their point guard to run
it
out?
You're right. They don't have a point guard.
You have no one distributing the basketball and making any plays for anybody. Then everyone gets the ball. It's just drive, drive, drive. There's no ball movement.
Yeah, not ready yet.
No, they're a bad. They need to blow that. Keep Middleton. Keep Giannis. Everybody else, Middleton gone.
Middleton who?
Gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he can.
Blow it up.
Underrated. He's one of the most underrated players.
I'm excited to see what their team does going into next season. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this week. I want to thank you so much, Josh, for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
It's been great. Before we wrap, just tell us what you're up to right now. I know you have a new podcast.
Yeah, I got a lot going on. So actually, I am on the Weekly Pass with Bonnie Jill Laughlin. David's
also
with me
on AfterBuzz.
Well. You can follow that on Twitter at PJL Weekly Pass. I have my own NBA podcast called The Dime.
Yeah.
You can follow that on Twitter at The Dime NBA. I've been casted for a few sports things that I cannot announce right now. Because we are still under production.
All right.
All that good stuff. I am a host on AfterBuzz TV and other good things. So follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Josh_Rodriguez_. It has been a pleasure.
Nice. And where can they find you guys all week long?
Oh, Evan T. Mack, Twitter and Instagram. Holla at your boy.
Yes, you can find me all across social media at Monse Bolanos, MonseBolanos.
You can find me at David H. Bloom on both Twitter and Instagram. A.A. Tara Rozier. I know your name. Give me a shout out. Boom. I know who you are. I know who you are. Okay.
And you guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's. I'll see you guys next week. Same place, same time. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Now we'll piss so many people off.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.